Sitecha, the volume on Moadim. It's part of a three-volume set of Chumash and Moadim. And Reb Wolfson says, Shabbos HaGadol. Very first piece in the Sefer. Shabbos HaGadol. Inyan Shabbos HaGadol Yesh Lomar. Dinei Kishabara Kadosh Baruch Hu Ha'olam Nisav L'Kvoa Diraso B'Tachtonim. We all know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatest desire in the world, the very reason He created the world, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to have a sheiches to us. He wants to dwell in the lower worlds. V'ratza she'eh adam roi lios mishkan la'ashras ha'shchina. And the original plan, which we're still striving for, but unfortunately didn't work out exactly as planned, obviously not Hashem's fault, our fault, was that Hashem wanted every human being to be a mishkan. There wasn't one gathering place for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every person was a mishkan. That you should be a makom for Ashras Hashchina. Ach al yedei chet Adam HaRishon is kalkal ha-machuvan. But already from the beginning of time, Adam HaRishon tried to confront the plan that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had for the world. And unfortunately, the world came crashing down. Okay, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, alright, GPS re-navigating. So then the plan was, you know what, maybe the Jewish people can be a Mishkan. The original plan was that what? That Ratzah Shiyeh HaAdam Roi Lios Mishkan. Adam HaRishon, and really all of humanity could have been a Mishkan. But that didn't work. So Hashem said, okay, maybe the Jewish people can be a Mishkan. Again, Adam is all-encompassing. Maybe the Jewish people can be the Mishkan. Heichal Hashem Hema. After all, they are the dwelling place of Hashem. They're the Heichal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'kulam yu mamlechas kohanim. And maybe every Jew could be a Kohen. Maybe every Jew could be a Beis HaMikdash. V'lechein b'parshas HaChodesh, she parshas Karban Pesach, nitztavu l'seis hadam al hamashkof al shtei mezuzos. I think this is such a deep insight. Why are we painting our homes with blood? The answer is because your home is a Mishkan. Your house is the Mizbeach. It's an amazing thing. That Klai Yisrael's homes, he said, so the same way you sprinkle blood on a Mizbeach, you sprinkle blood on a Jewish home. As if to say, okay, when Hashem says, well, not every man or not the all-encompassing man is going to be the Mishkan, maybe the Jewish people can be the Mishkan. Maybe every Jewish home can be a dwelling place for Hashras HaShechina. But that didn't work out either. Unfortunately, this plan that every home should be a mizbeach, vayimakoman shel zvachim, v'uchshu l'matan damim, that a Jewish home should be a place for karbanos and a place for sprinkling blood, that didn't work out either. Aval gam zel lo itzliach, v'niskalka le'inin v'maisa egal. Unfortunately, we messed up with chera egal. So Hashem says, renavigating again. Let's try again. Gotta try again. Instead of hoping that what? That every Jewish home and every Jewish person could be a mishkan, Hashem said, maybe we can make one communal mishkan. It's sad. No, this is a sad piece. Hashem wanted that every human being should be a mishkan. And then Hashem wanted that every Jew, or at least every home, should be a mishkan. And then Hashem said, that's not shayach. Maybe we can have one place that I could call my own. A makum of Ashras HaShechina. A dira b'tachtonim. After the chera egel, az shuv yarad oso rosh chodesh nisan shal brias shemayim v'aretz pam shlishi. V'az yarad ha-shechina ala mishkan b'binyan atse shitim v'nivchu shevet levi lamur l'sharis. Instead of mamleches kohanim v'goy kadosh, where every Jew would be a kohen and every home would be a beis hamikdash and every doorway would be a mizbeach, instead HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, let's make one place out of atse shitim. Let's select one shevet to be in charge, the shevet levi lamur l'sharis. And the possibility of every Jew being a Kohen will be pushed off from the times of Mashiach. And that's a big idea that you find in Sefer Chassidus, that Lasid Lavo, every single person will be like a Kohen. The Kohanim in the room are probably not happy about that. It seems unfair. After all, are waiting to finally be a Kohen. You're telling me anyone could be a Kohen? All right, what that means in terms of practically, or whether just spiritually everyone's a Kohen. But that idea of Mamleches Kohanim is pushed off to the Zman HaTikun. V'oso yom notol asar ataros keneged asar ma'amaros shamay sebereshis. V'oso yom hayasim chalotnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu kiyom shenivra shamayim v'aretz. Like Chazal say, many of the descriptions of the feelings and the spiritual backdrop to Binyan HaMishkan, to Akamas HaMishkan, is very much connected to creation of the world, because this is what Hashem wanted when He created the world. Ki Mishkan Gufa Hu Tzurta D'Alma, the Mishkan itself is a miniature version of the world. It's the Tzura of the Alma, of the Olam, of the world. Every piece of the Mishkan corresponds to something in the world. So Hashem says, listen, if I can bring my Shekhinah to this miniature form of the universe, it'll be as if I brought it to the entire universe. Like it says in the Zohar HaKadosh, Ukamo Briyas Shemayim Va'aretz Mechadosh. It was a recreation of the world. So again, the original plan was that every person should be a world. A person is an Olam Katan. And therefore, everything that Hashem wants could be found within any individual. When that didn't work, Hashem said, let's try for the Jewish people. When that didn't work, Hashem says, let me just build one little miniature perfected universe, and hopefully the light of that place will shine outwards to the whole world, which it does. Which is what the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash was. Ukamo kein benefesh, the same thing is true on the level of souls. Im ein al matzliach lemalos tafkido shalav bala olam, hein pa'amayim yifalkel, or pa'amim yifalkel, v'shuv shuslu b'dor acher besod ha-gilgol ulay yitzlach. Ulay yitzliach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says what? I would like that every person should carry out his mission in this world. Again, what happened in terms of Hashem's Hashras HaShechinah happens to each person. Hashem says, I want you to carry out your mission. When that doesn't work, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, let's try again. And when it doesn't work, Hashem says, let's try again. Gilgal. Kein hu bizman. The same thing is true within time. In place, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tried a few times. In a person, Hashem tries a few times. Within time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tries a few times. Meaning what? Va'osa Rosh Chodesh Nishan Shal Briyas HaOlam, which was not Matzliach, Shuv Ba B'Gilgal Rosh Chodesh Nishan Shal Yitzias Mitzrayim. Hashem created the world in Nisan. It didn't work out. Hashem tries again to create Klal Yisrael in Nisan, hoping that what? HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, let's start fresh. V'nasu Yisrael La'am, V'huchshu L'Echol Pesach. They're able to eat the Karan Pesach. Even though what? Even though they weren't in the Mishkan, they weren't in the Beis HaMikdash. That the original plan was like, again, like we said, that every person should be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Aval ho'el v'kilkel adam, left column. L'chein k'sheshuv yarad osa rosh chodesh ha'maisa b'reishis, nidchu az klal yuz b'nei enosh v'nivchu Yisrael. The same way that the original plan was Adam HaRishon, all of humanity. And then Hashem says, you know what, Hashras HaShechinah by the Jews. The same thing happened again in a broader sense, in terms of people. Hashem originally wanted to select every human being to serve Him. That didn't work. So Hashem now in Mitzrayim, in Nisan, tried again and selected Klal Yisrael. Okay? Skip the next paragraph, go to the final paragraph. But when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, and we could have gone straight to Kabbalah Satorah, and straight from there to the Gula Shlema, we messed up. And yes, we would have the Beis HaMikdash again, but we haven't had a Beis HaMikdash that lasts. We haven't been able to solidify the plan, which is that there should be a permanent Dira B'Tachtonim for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's very frustrating for Hashem. So therefore, He says, Beis HaMikdash HaAsid, Yibane Gam Kein, B'Nisan, K'moshim Yisbar, Mimasha Gazrushu, Yehei Yom HaNeif Kulo Asar, Shema Yibane Beis HaMikdash As. We have to look forward every Nisan, the same way the world was created in Nisan, the same way Klal Yisrael was created in Nisan. We have to believe that maybe we could finally get to where we're supposed to be in Nisan. Namely, that the final Beis HaMikdash can be built in Nisan. And He says, therefore, the halachos indicate that. Yom HaNeif, the day of waving. When it comes to deciding when is the right time to eat the new grain. Right? Chadash. To avoid eating the new grain. In Chutz La'aretz, maybe it doesn't apply. Big discussion. Maybe it applies less. Some are makbid, some are less makbid. Right? But the possibility of what? The possibility that Beis HaMikdash could come at any second, especially in Nisan, is very real. Which means when we come to the day that you're supposed to bring the Karban HaOmer, yeah? When we bring the Karban HaOmer, we start counting Sfiras HaOmer, that's the day that Chadash is supposed to become permissible. So you say it, okay. It's the day of bringing Karban HaOmer. There's no Beis HaMikdash. Now I can eat Chadash. So we say, no, wait out the day. Yom HaNeif Kulo Asar. Wait out the whole day. Because any second that Beis HaMikdash could come. You have to be prepared every second in Chodesh Nisan. That it could happen at any moment. Hareish Zman HaPesach Hu Azman Shal Binyan HaMikdash HaAsir. And therefore, the Zman of Pesach is the time of what? Of Binyan Bayis Shlishi. This is it. We've been trying for a long time. Man messed up, Adam messed up, Klal Yisrael messed up, right? Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, let's make a Mishkan. The Mishkan lasted forever. The Mishkan was never destroyed. So now, on the level of ourselves, right? We have to try to, again, follow that three-step pattern. Adam messed up, Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, maybe that could be the start? No, it's not it. So now we're looking forward to that fresh start. It's hopefully right around the corner. V'azyachzor kadosh baruch hu l'hashvos shechinaso ba'aretz. V'az gadol yiyeh kavod habayis shetehei shem, shetehei shem hashras shechinaso yisbarach. And therefore, we daven, we say, like the Navi says, gadol yiyeh habayis ha'achon min harishon. Right, we're looking forward, the same way that the second base of Mikdash was gadol from the first base of Mikdash. Gadol, really? There were less things, there were less miracles, there were less wonders of the second base of Mikdash. So the Gemara says gadol because it lasted longer. The first base of Mikdash lasted how long? First base of Mikdash lasted 410, and the second one lasted 420. So that's, in that sense, it was gadol, the Gemara says. It wasn't gadol, there were five things that weren't found by his sheni, that were found by his rishon. But Pasuk says it was gadol. Why was it gadol? So one opinion is it was gadol because it lasted longer. Which means that the last base of Mikdash, the one that we really want, is going to be the most gadol. Because it's the one that's going to last forever. So therefore, says Rav Wolfson, why do we call this Shabbos, as we enter into Pesach, Shabbos HaGadol? So many explanations given for the name Shabbos HaGadol. Why is it called Shabbos HaGadol? Says Rav Wolfson, V'az gadol yakavod habayis shetehei sham hashras shechinaso yisbarach. Aval oz yizku b'nei Yisrael yos ba'atzma merkava l'shechina. K'mo shahayim mechuban b'tchila sabriya. Yes, we're longing for the third base of Mikdash. And it's going to be the base of Mikdash that's the most gadol. But it's also going to be a fulfillment of the original plan. Namely what? There will be a third base of Mikdash. There will be a physical structure. But also there will be a sense of what? That every Jew becomes that place for hashras shechina. V'alkein rak ha-goyim yitzrichu lavo al beis ha-mikdash kedei lavo l'makom ha-shras ha-shechina. This is a big chiddush. The third beis ha-mikdash is being built for the world. You're going to be the third beis ha-mikdash when the time comes. Each one of us will be our own beis ha-mikdash. The goyim will need the physical beis ha-mikdash in order to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where do you see such an idea? Ha-pasuk in Yeshaya, perek beis, pasuk beis, nachon yihiyeh, har beis Hashem, berosh ha-harim. There's going to be a bias at the head of mountains. V'nisa migvaos v'naharu elav kol hagoyim. Says Rav Wolfson, v'naharu elav kol hagoyim. All of the nations of the world will naharu, like a nahar, will stream to that place. So we normally assume, yes, the Jews will be there, and even the non-Jews will be there. So Rav Wolfson says, no. Bayis Shlishi is only for the non-Jews. The nations of the world will stream to the physical base of Mikdash. But we will personally see the fulfillment of the original plan, which is that what? That each of us will be a base of Mikdash. Haval Yisrael, agam shebavada yavo l'shtachavos l'hakriv base of Mikdash. Of course we're going to come there, and we'll prostrate ourselves there, and we're going to bring karbanos there. But we're not really, it's not really the goal that there should be a physical structure where Jews come to serve Hashem. The goal is aval didon ikar hamikdash yu heim ba'atzma. The real base of Mikdash is that each one of us is going to become a base of Mikdash. So Rabosai, I was thinking about sharing this with you later in the week, but I want you to have a week to think about it. Because this Shabbos, look what he writes in the last few lines. V'shabbos zeh shelefnei ha-pesach, ha-mashpil l'chag ha-pesach. Shabbos, which contains all of the oros of the Yom Tov. When you come to Shabbos, Shabbos brings in the Yom Tov. This is a really, really important Shabbos. And we call it Shabbos HaGadol. Gadol in what sense? Again, a lot of different opinions why it's called Shabbos HaGadol. Rav Wolfson has a beautiful chiddush here. It's Shabbos HaGadol because Gadol yeh bayis ha'achron min harishon. It's Gadol because we're waiting for the biggest thing, the biggest fulfillment of the original game plan. V'Shabbos zeh shelefnei ha-pesach ha-mashpia l'chag ha-pesach shebo yibana beis ha-mikdash ha-asid nikra Shabbos HaGadol. Al shem gadol yeh kavod habayis. That's why it's called Shabbos HaGadol. So when you go to shul this Shabbos, as we prepare ourselves, Hayom Yom Rishon b'Shabbos, Hayom Yom Sheni b'Shabbos, take a couple seconds to think over the course of this week that I'm trying to become a makom for Hashras HaShechina. of trying to become a makom for Ashras HaShchina. There's a beautiful verse, Tiferes Shlomo, the Radamsker says in his writings on Shabbos HaGadol, he says that the Pasuk says that the matzah shall be eaten by makom kadosh. The matzah should be eaten in a holy place. So obviously, right, again, in the times when we had a Karban Pesach, and we're eating the matzah with the Karban Pesach, and there's the sanctity of Klal Yisrael, but the Tiferes Shlomo Radam says that the matzah should be eaten in a holy place means not in a physical location. The holy place is your mouth. Your mouth should be a holy place. Your body should be a holy place. The matzah should be eaten in a holy place. The Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim should be shared in a holy place. Where's the holy place? The holy place is you. You become the holy place. You become the Beis HaMikdash. And again, that's the secret of Shabbos HaGadol. That Gadol Yeh Kavod Abayis, that we hope that the third Beis HaMikdash, again, there will be a physical structure. But Wolfson says, this is we're trying to fix what went wrong from the beginning of time. We're trying to become that Beis HaMikdash. That Naru Elav Kol HaGoyim, that the nations of the world will stream to the physical Beis HaMikdash, and we'll also go there occasionally to bring karbanos. But the Ikar is what? V'shachanti b'socham. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to dwell in each and every one of us. And again, this is the sod of Shabbos HaGadol.